So far, the rover has collected 6 samples and can collect up to 40. NASA and the European Space Agency are partnering to build a mission that will bring those samples, stored in tubes, back to Earth. If all goes well, scientists will get their hands on those samples in 2031. In the meantime, Perseverance has already broken ground in other ways. The rover brought with it a tiny aircraft called Ingenuity. The helicopter started as a tech demonstration. Engineers weren't even sure they could fly something in Mars's thin atmosphere. Now it's helping the rover spot new places to explore, says NASA's Planetary Science Division Director Lori Glaze.
It really is game-changing. And even with Perseverance, the helicopter is able to fly over areas that are too rugged for the rover to traverse. So we're able to see these high-resolution images in areas that the rover can't actually reach. And thinking forward to maybe future exploration.
Ingenuity is helping navigate Perseverance to a key target, a geologically rich river delta, where scientists hope to peel back the layers of Martian history, history written in the rocks by ancient water. The rover is also helping plan for future human missions to Mars, like taking fabric samples that could one day be used by Mars-bound astronauts and exposing them to the planet's harsh atmosphere. Another experiment called MOXIE is working to convert that atmosphere into oxygen that could potentially be used for fuel or life support, says Glaze.
I mean, it's pure enough that you could breathe it.
Perseverance is putting a lot of ground under its 6 wheels, thanks to rugged new tires and a self-driving computer. And it's beaming back images every day, so the rest of us here on Earth can follow along on the next leg of its Martian journey. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.